You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
And good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM on this beautiful Monday morning. I'm Father Greg Zakowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side, and co-hosting back again by popular demand.
Really?
Wayne Majars,
Vice President
and Chief of Staff of Loyola University Chicago. Good morning,
nice
Wayne.
Nice to see you. It's been a while since we've worked together.
Yeah, exactly. About a couple of weeks. You keep saying no.
I do.
Yeah. How'd your weekend go, Wayne?
It was good. It was good. It was eventful. Celebrated an aunt's 80th birthday party yesterday, actually.
At mom and dad's house?
No, at a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. You made her pay?
Yes, we did. And as soon as I found that out, the drinks just kept on flowing.
Auntie really loves you.
Yes, she does. Even more now. She'll be paying for that for quite some time.
This special payment plan. We got to get back to topic here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number, 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. In the first segment, we have three guests in studio. We have with us Father Jason Malavi, pastor of St. Bartholomew's Parish on Chicago's Northwest Side. With us also is Father Paul Seaman, pastor of St. Paschal, again on Chicago's Northwest Side, and the principal of Our Lady of Victory School, John Cassell. Welcome to our guest this morning here on Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you, Greg.
It's interesting. On Thursday, April 17th, in Portage Park, 4200 North Central, eight Catholic elementary schools will gather and pray in solidarity with Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the United States. Approximately 1,700 students will gather at 10 a.m. for a prayer service and lunch. It's outdoor at Portage Park, and participating schools are St. Bartholomew's, St. Paschal's, Our Lady of Victory, St. Viator's, St. Edward, St. Constance, St. Robert Bellarmine, and St. Ladislaus. And we have with us then today two pastors and one principal to discuss this unique idea. Of course, the Pope arrives to the United States this week, tomorrow. And then, of course, he'll stay in through the weekend in Washington, D.C. and New York. Maybe a question to open up with is, who thought of this great idea for this gathering of 1,700 students? How did this come about? Jason, you want to give it a try?
I'll give it a try, Greg. I think that what happened was that 11 principals and pastors first wanted to come together just to get to know each other. You know, sometimes we are in our own little worlds and don't know the principals or pastors from the neighboring schools. So we first wanted to come together and get to know each other and support each other the best we can. We thought that if we support each other, then that'll really strengthen our schools collectively. So for the past year and a half, we've been meeting. 11 pastors and principals have been meeting to come to know each other, support one another, offer resources to one another. And in this collective meeting of principals and pastors every month for the past year and a half, we came up with the desire to do something together to really solidify our common identity as Catholic parishes and schools. And so the outcome of that meeting over the past year and a half was this great event in Portage Park coming up this Thursday. What better way to show our common identity than to rally around Pope Benedict and pray with him in solidarity as we come together, as he comes to the United States?
And Father Paul, you know, for the elementary school students that you're going to be participating in this prayer service, they know they have only known one other pope, which is rather interesting.
That's right. Well, it's a whole generation.
Exactly. You have to step back and think about it. So this is really an opportunity. I mean, you know, John Paul resonated so well with the youth of America, primarily because of his visits, also because of the length of his papacy. This is really an opportunity for Benedict on U.S. soil to kind of make that connection for the very first time, right?
In many ways, this is an introduction for our young people to our new Pope, relatively new pope. He's been in now for 3 years. I think he's celebrating his third anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. On this trip. April of 05.
And so by that, we hope that our children will become more aware of our Holy Father, our unity as a church, and also that the community at large will become more aware of Catholic schools in general, and in particular on the Northwest side. We've got 8 schools that will be coming together for this event, and I think the most exciting thing about it is that this hasn't happened before. This kind of activity hasn't happened, and we've got some outstanding pastors and principals who really want to see our Catholic schools thrive, and that's a lot more than surviving. We'd like to thrive, and I think that this is a wonderful step of working together that, frankly, hasn't happened before.
And John Cassell, the principal over at Our Lady Victory School, what has been the response of the young people as they look forward to Thursday? Is there some excitement being built up, or what's happening even among the faculty?
Faculty is very excited to come. They're asking me, actually, this morning I was asked, how many masses are we going to have this week, which Father Chris, our pastor at Our Lady of Victory, is always talking about. I have actually a number of parents who are taking off the day to come, as I'm sure at the other parishes. Mm-hmm. And in particular, I know that St. Paschal's Parish and St. Bartholomew's Parish and Our Lady of Victory, we're going to be walking there. So it's an exciting testimony to our faith that we'll all be walking along the neighborhood streets.
45-mile walk?
45 or
so. In the rain or snow or whatever we get Thursday.
Yeah. With bare feet.
Yeah. Toughen them up a little bit. And the thing is, how about, again, even Jason at St. Bartholomew's, what's been the reaction of the students and the faculty?
Very excited, especially to see their partnering faculty members with them, to see their neighboring friends who they play basketball and baseball and softball together with, to see their friends together to celebrate their common Catholic identity as Catholic schools.
And this is really, as you mentioned before, Father Paul, this is a rallying point for the youth, but it's also an opportunity for youth and adults to kind of reconnect together around the visit of the Holy Father.
Right. Right, exactly. And in that connection, then, we hope that we'll be able to work together more closely and pray together better. And by that kind of relationship building, build stronger Catholic schools in our community.
It was a very interesting comment made earlier that, you know, I was ordained a priest in 1979. So as a priest for almost 29 years in the Archdiocese of Chicago, I've only known two popes, John Paul II and Benedict the 16th. So for these grammar school children, by far and away, this they almost have better known John Paul II, because in many ways, Benedict the 16th has kept a very low profile, where John Paul II was very visible, traveling the whole world. Pope Benedict the 16th, after 3 years, is not been the high visibility like John Paul II, so to have this gathering. Also, Jason, you said something interesting. You have children who are going to gather Thursday who have played basketball against each other, volleyball against each other, maybe other sports, and to be able to come literally on a level playing field, but gathering in the name of the Pope, which I find fascinating. Now, one sidebar, what if they're predicting heavy rain on Thursday? That
night.
Part I'm not joking.
Thursday night.
The rain's coming Thursday night.
Well, that's what we're praying for,
Thursday night. Now, if there happens to be an incredible downpour like we had on Friday here in Chicago, what's the backup game plan?
We are very fortunate to have the opportunity to go to the Portage Theater, which is just about 2 blocks from the park, and there we'll be able to accommodate the entire group inside Portage Theater. So we're praying no matter what. We're going to gather no matter what. Rain or shine, we're going to gather. If it's raining in the Portage Theater, if it's beautiful and sunny, we'll be out in the middle of Portage Park.
And we are listening. You're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 a.m. It is 9:09 in the morning. Wayne Majors and Father Greg Sackwitz. Our guest this morning, Father Jason Malavi, who is pastor of St. Bartholomew's Parish, Father Paul Seaman, pastor of St. Paschal's, and John Cassell, a principal of Our Lady of Victory Parish. And we'll be right back.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In these verses written long ago, the psalmist invites us to live our lives in the light of God's word, in the light of sacred scripture. But most of us could use some help to better understand these ancient words and to make them our own. The Chicago Catholic Scripture School of the Archdiocese of Chicago offers Catholic biblical scholarship and long-term faith formation, helping adults bring the light of God's word into their lives. New classes begin in September in Tinley Park and in the Chicago areas of South Shore and Lincoln Park. Learn more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School by calling the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Wayne Majors, along with Father Greg Sackwitz, talking about the upcoming prayer service this Thursday that is happening in Portage Park with Father Jason Malavi, Father Paul Seaman, and John Cassell. John is the principal of Our Lady of Victory Parish. As this prayer service is going on at 10 a.m. this coming Thursday, it will be actually happening at the same time that our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, will be celebrating a prayer service and Mass at National Stadium in Washington, the new baseball stadium located there. Lousy team, but since this is the first non-sports events in that new theater, perhaps it will help to turn the team around in the future.
Don't tell that to Cub fans.
But, John, let me ask you, this prayer service coming up here for some 1,700 students in Portage Park. Tell us a little bit about the program and what's going to be happening.
I know that we'll be gathering by about 10 a.m. in the morning. We'll be greeted by the St. Edward's Band, who'll be playing till all the schools have assembled. And then we're going to... I'm going to defer to Father Paul here, because he has the actual schedule
rundown
in front
sheet
of him.
I've got the rundown. And so after we hear the St. Edward's Orchestra play for a while, we will welcome, of course, all our invited guests, among whom, of course, is Bishop Jacobowski, who was good enough to not go to Washington, D.C., and to stay with us to pray and lead us in prayer. And then we will be welcoming a number of guests, followed by Mr. Mike Zack, who's going to be getting the kids cranked up.
Now, say something about this Mr. Mike Zack. I hear that he's a wonderful speaker. He really works a lot with young people. John, say something about Mr. Michael Zack.
Mike Zack has worked at Our Lady of Victory for several years. He has been he is actually coming out of St. Patrick's Parish in St. Charles, Illinois, and sponsors a regular activity at Our Lady of Victory called Rock by God, which all the parishes are invited to. He's a musician. He is a, to me, an inspirational musician, speaker, preacher. And he holds now at St. Patrick's Parish and also at Our Lady of Victory the Here I Am Lord Conference, which is a national vocations conference to try to motivate vocations for priests, brothers, and nuns.
So is he going to actually be on board for about a half hour before the actual prayer service begins?
Yes, we've got some common songs that all the parishes and children are aware of. Father Jason has produced a collection of all these song words, and we're going to teach the kids the songs and then sing together before the actual prayer service.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay, now once he finishes, then Bishop Jacobowski begins the prayer service.
That's right. Lead us in prayer and scripture reading. We're also going to have a recommissioning of all the schools, just reminding all the Catholic grammar schools that they are commissioned to go out there and share the good news of our Catholic identity. That's their mission. That's what we're going to remind them of, and that's what we're going to invite them to do after our prayer service.
You know, you mentioned earlier in the program, Jason, about the connection. This really started off with in the communication effort among the various parishes and schools to really forge some new relationships and really recognize that a school is more than one parish, a church is more than one building. This is going to really go a long way in making other things like this happen in the future, right?
That's my prayer. That's all of our common prayer.
What can you see coming out of it in the future? Other events like this, opportunities for school kids to work together, faculty to get know one another?
I hope so. In fact, we're sharing some faculty that's come out of it. We're sharing some resources that's come out of this joint effort. Perhaps there'll be a yearly activity that we all do together. We certainly have the spaces. We certainly have the opportunity to do it. So we'd like to really build a strong bond between our neighboring parishes and schools.
Are other dioceses, archdioceses throughout the country doing these kinds of things? Anyone know?
No one. We are the only one.
That was perfect. That was just the way we rehearsed it during the break.
Actually, really, Jason deserves an awful lot of credit on this. It was his brainchild just to get the parishes, the pastors and the principals together, just to sit down at the same table at the same time. Pastors get together, principals get together, but rarely do the two groups come together to work on
something.
So
these two groups, Paul, have been meeting for about a year and a half monthly.
That's right.
Which I think is incredible because, was said earlier, it's so easy to get caught up in your own parish and never see a neighboring pastor, principal. We get caught up doing our own thing. So this has been just a great opportunity to share, you know, that common playing field.
Yeah, and now you should answer the phone when the other neighboring parish is called instead of saying, "Oh, I don't want to talk to them." John, what have you heard from the students that are going to be taking part in this service so far? Are they excited about what's going to be happening on Thursday?
Very much so. We've also, through St. Edward's Parish and Sister Marie, developed a T-shirt for the entire event, which lists all of our schools on the back, for example. The front of it has a globe that's encircled by 10 different students, which conveniently represents the 10 different parishes. I know we've talked to them, and they're excited to have what they look at as a day off, perhaps, but I'm trying to emphasize the religious part of it. At first, we even had questions, I know, from the eighth graders. They wanted to bring baseball bats and, for example, have almost like an Olympics or something going on. We're emphasizing that could be an event in the future. But right now, we're emphasizing the religious aspect of it.
And this is kind of a baby step toward understanding universal church for elementary school kids. It's seeing the next biggest slice, if you will, of a faith that is shared around the globe, right?
That's right. We're all part of one common faith tradition. And we celebrate and pray together, and we're just maximizing that possibility.
But now one thing we haven't talked about is, again, with the starting at about 10 o'clock in the morning and then that guest speaker to warm up about a half hour, then Bishop Jacobowski. But the whole thing then is followed by a lunch/picnic for a while.
That's right. We're all going to then sit down and have lunch together. So all the children and the faculty.
So 1,700 children and moms and dads and anybody else. And by the way, all are invited.
Yes.
To this gathering.
Yes.
So the whole thing will come to a close, about 1 or 2 in the afternoon?
That's right.
1 o'clock is our aim anyway.
And then for some of the parishes, they will walk back to school.
Correct.
So it really then becomes a day off, but a memory to last for years to come.
You know, Greg, I remember 1979. I was 8 years old in 1979.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I recruited you into the seminary, too.
I wasn't born yet.
Seminary. Yeah, that makes me feel real
good,
Jason.
But I remember walking to California Avenue to watch John Paul II drive down California. It's a memory forever emblazoned in my mind. I mean, it only took 5 seconds for him to drive by, but it was with my mom and my brothers and my sisters. We did something special for his coming to Chicago.
And along those lines, when I was ordained in May of 79 and Pope John Paul II came to Chicago, I was at 5 Holy Martyrs distributing Holy Communion at that historic mass on the south side.
I was there at 2 a.m. that morning, actually.
To get a seat?
Yeah.
Or to stand?
To stand.
Yeah,
stand.
2 o'clock in the morning. And it's so amazing for these children. I mean, this is truly an historic visit of Pope Benedict XVI visiting the U.S. And so for these children, it makes it almost come alive even more. Otherwise, he can just be in Washington, D.C., in New York. But you're making it come alive here. We need to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majars. I want to thank in a very special way our guest, Father Jason Malavi, pastor of St. Bartholomew's Parish, Father Paul Seaman, pastor of St. Pascal's Parish, and John Cassell, principal of Our Lady of Victory School. To our guests, thank you very much. We'll keep you in prayer as we keep the Pope in prayer. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
John Paul II's Theology of the Body is changing lives around the world. Join the Respect Life Office and the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry of the Archdiocese of Chicago for the first ever Theology of the Body for Teens curriculum training. This wonderful curriculum is the first of its kind, bringing to teens John Paul II's inspiring message. The training will feature Brian Butler, co-author of the curriculum, and is perfect for teachers, youth ministers, catechists, and anyone who wants to bring the theology of the body to teens. Join us on Friday, April 18th at St. Lambert Parish in Skokie from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are unable to make this training, come out on Thursday, April 17th at 7 p.m. to Sacred Heart Parish in Palos Hills for an informational session. For more information or to register, contact the Respect Life Office at 312-751-5355 or go to www.archchicago.org.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Good morning. Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special segment of Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 a.m. in Chicago at 923 straight up. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majars, Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University. Wayne, that's a very nice tie you're wearing today.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Hold your tie up so all the listeners can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Very
like
special.
Isn't it nice?
Is it rented?
Dinah, isn't this nice tie?
It's very lovely.
Marianne, isn't this tie?
It's lovely.
Don't listen to
me. You know,
I didn't realize those were coming back. That's nice.
It's hard being me. It really is, putting up with this all the time.
We will continue on Catholic Schools Today. And our segment, we have Marianne Johnson, principal of St. Helen's School in Chicago, and Dinah Dean, teacher at Holy Trinity High School in Chicago, and I was baptized at Holy Trinity Church many, many years ago. And
18.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The parish had just opened up, right. St. Helens School teachers will begin special professional development activities at Lincoln Park Zoo and the Art Institute of Chicago. That's a great combination. Students will have special learning opportunities at these sites as well. St. Helen Junior High students are using Holy Trinity High School's state-of-the-art video production lab once a week after school to learn how to film, edit, and produce multimedia presentations. There will be a screening of their works at the Apple Store on Michigan Avenue in May. So this is really an incredible adventure coming
Marianne,
up.
Marianne, how did it start?
The museum partnership started with a grant from Big Shoulders. Our teachers applied for the grant and received funding, and they chose the Art Institute because in the past, many of the teachers have used the artists of the Art Institute to teach the work to the children, and then the culminating activity at the end of the year is to go to the Art Institute. So they felt that an increased presence there through the partnership would be beneficial for the students.
And Dinah, what's your role going to be in this program?
Actually, I serve as the instructor for the after-school program for St. Helens. Students come to our school once a week and work on different various multimedia projects in our computer lab.
Now, Dinah, you said this is going to be an after-school endeavor?
Yes. Students come on Thursdays from 3:30 to 4:30 to our school.
Now, the thing is, again, do the students sign up for this? Because it cannot be all the students. So have they signed up? Did they? How did this come about? How do you sign
Actually,
up for this?
St. Helens chose 15 of their students, 7th and 8th graders. They were then selected and brought over to our school, and that's actually how it began.
Now, Dinah, as you've been working with students for how many years now have you been doing this?
Oh, a long time.
Just the way she said it, a long time.
It's got to be amazing to see what students today already know when you first make a connection with them. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. It went from first, you know, teaching them the office applications, but now it seems like they come to me, they already know these things.
Yeah.
So we have to keep becoming more and more creative of what to teach them because they know so much with technology now.
So how do you stay in front of that?
Oh,
it's just tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. Just try to stay on top of what they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, with my generation being 55, I am so intimidated by the computer. And I call myself a semi-computer moron, and I'm very happy. So I think for many parents, they're just overwhelmed or intimidated by what their child knows regarding the whole area of computer and technology. But also you have a case here, Mary Ann, where 15 students from St. Helen once a week make the trip to Holy Trinity High School. So on a whole other level, it gives junior high children an opportunity to walk into a high school to be seated in a classroom or a lab. You know, I think in my days at Mary Seat of Wisdom, I was so intimidated as an eighth grader walking into Notre Dame to take the entrance exam because, you know, from a grammar school to a high school just for that one day testing was so overwhelming. So you have an opportunity here, Mary Ann. So I think part of it is to help junior high children acclimate into a whole another level.
Exactly. They're able to gain experience so that hopefully they will be more comfortable no matter what high school they go to, and they will have the experience working in a high school technology lab.
And Marianne, would you say that that over the years, not only in working in this area of media and producing various types of programs, that students overall are doing more things in the learning environment together, that it's learning not only from the teacher but also from one another and how to work together, how to compromise, how to move a project forward as a group?
Yes, it starts as young as preschool, working collaboratively together and working on projects that they each take responsibility for a certain portion of the project, and they're not only learning from the teacher, but they're also learning from the other students in the classroom.
Marianne, how are the children chosen? That might be a tough question to answer. Here you have 15 coming from St. Helens Grammar School, 7th and 8th grade. How did you choose? Was it on their part writing an essay, expressing interest? Because it happens to be an area of technology, using video equipment. Now, some kids are not into the media stuff. They'd rather be doing algebra or science, per se. So how were they chosen?
I spoke to the technology teacher at St. Helen and asked her to recommend 15 students from the classes that she has with them, and she recommended the 15. And to be very honest, in the beginning it was a little difficult because this was something very new. None of the students were familiar with it. And then as a 7th and 8th grade student, you really don't want to do anything that isn't part of the norm or something that not everyone
is. Is this the first year right now?
Yes.
And so
yes.
It began, what, last September?
Started in January.
So in January. So this is a brand new project, and it'll go until June when the end of the year happens. Will it then kick in starting in September with a whole new group of young people when the next year starts?
We haven't discussed that yet,
okay.
But hopefully we'll be able to continue the partnership.
Not just a one-year deal.
Dinah, what's the biggest challenge in working with the students on these projects?
I would say probably the time, because you only have them for an hour. There's so much material to cover. So I would think probably the time is
Because by the time you really get into it, it's over.
Right, and they never want to leave. It's like, yeah. Can we please stay? And I'm like, well, the bus is here.
And that's great. I mean, talk about, you know, what a great thing to say. We don't want to leave. We want to stay. They're limited at 1 hour.
Mary Ann Johnson is our guest in this segment of the show. She is the principal of St. Helens School, and Nadina Dean, teacher at Holy Trinity High School, talking about a number of special development opportunities that are available to students at St. Helens and Holy Trinity. And you're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Wayne Majors, along with Father Greg Sackowitz, and we'll be right back.
This August, pilgrims from Chicago will travel to Lourdes, France, to mark the 150th anniversary of the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Saint Bernadette. The group will be led by Cardinal Francis George.
It's a place of hope, it really is. But it's all oriented towards the sick. If you're sick, you are the king of that place. Everybody's there who's in good health merely to serve the sick. And that's what the Blessed Mother is about. She appeared to a very poor girl, and she said, here's a place of healing. And that's what it's been ever since.
Join the pilgrimage to Lourdes. Call 312-751-2010. That's 312-751-2010. Call now and be part of this unforgettable spiritual journey.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic community of faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Wayne Majors along with Father Greg Sackowitz, 9:32 in the morning on the week that the U.S. is blessed with the visit of Benedict XVI, who will be arriving in Washington tomorrow. If you're interested in his schedule while he is here, his itinerary, it's actually posted on the main homepage of the Archdiocesan website. It's www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Cardinal George, as the president of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, of course, is going to be at his side through the entire visit.
If I'm not mistaken, Cardinal George is going to raise a toast to the Pope, whose birthday is Wednesday.
81st birthday, right?
I think 81 or 82. Can't remember. And maybe a caller can let us know. 312-751-1979. But with all the cardinals gathered, that the Pope will be toasted on his birthday Wednesday. Question for either Dinah or Mary Ann. This whole tremendous program we're talking about for these 15 young people who don't want to leave Holy Trinity High School after the 1 hour, what happens on May 6th?
May 6th will be the video showcase of all the students' projects. And it will actually take place at the North Michigan Avenue Apple Store at 7 p.m. So the students will get to invite their family, friends.
So all the videos they're working on this semester will be shown on May 6th, so their families are invited, friends are invited. Then what happens on May 16th, 10 days later?
May 16th will be the awards banquet for all the students that participated in the program. It will be modeled after the Academy Awards. We'll have like a red carpet, and the students will receive various prizes for their product, for the work that they're produced, like best commercial, best video, best student achievement. So we'll have a lot of awards.
And now is the actual school from St. Helens, are all the children invited to come to the awards, or again, is it just the students and their parents?
We'll have a lot of invitations, so I think that each student will have about 10 invites they can invite.
That's marvelous.
Do some of these students, at least at this point in their young lives, Mary Ann, say that they might want to pursue this for a living, get into video commercial production, or get into, in some way, the arts? Is that one of the purposes here?
Two of the students in particular already have begun that, where they are very interested. They've been making movies for a couple of years with their friends, and some of them are very interested in a technology-based field for what they may do in the future.
And it's so much easier today with technology to do things that are really cool and creative. I mean, you mentioned the Apple Store. I mean, the last time I walked into the Apple Store, the first thing I say to one of the consultants, I think they call them on the floor, is, "Hi, I'm old and I'm stupid." And then I proceed to ask the question.
Can you walk me around?
Because it's really embarrassing. I would consider myself, being in radio for 30 years, to be fairly up to date on the latest stuff that's going on, and find myself at a woefully inadequate when it comes to technology today and how fast students learn.
Well, especially when you look at a generation in the technology field, and you look at a generation being 3 years, it's very difficult to keep up for those of us that have not been involved with it the first half of our lives.
So it was also fascinating is that many times a teacher in grammar school will set the tone of a young child's life in terms of what they want to do. Priesthood, religious life, science, math, video. I mean, you hear stories, if I'm not mistaken, Roger Torrey Peterson, the foremost authority on ornithology in the 20th century, had a grammar school teacher in first or second grade talk about birds, just talk about, her love for birds at an early age. He said it changed the course of his life. And in fact, even many of our listeners, from a teacher from grammar school, so touched to become a doctor, to become a consultant, to become a lawyer, some field from the pushing of a teacher. So certainly, Dinah, in this area, you must see these students at work and say you are planting a seed for maybe their whole future career.
Absolutely, because like you say, you never really know how that child may grow up to be, or how the child may end up even taking this field into a college level. So you just never know.
You're connecting a Catholic grammar school with a Catholic high school. So we're talking a faith-based mm-hmm. education. So maybe one day to grow up and do videos regarding religious movies or themes or catechesis. So much to be done. So this is beyond video and technology, but it's rooted in Jesus Christ in terms of the faith-based education.
And Dinah, do you see what you do now in working with these students, if the program were to continue, kind of looking into your crystal ball, more of these kinds of opportunities for students out there between your school and others and other programs like this that are starting up?
Absolutely. One of the things that our president, Mr. Tim Bopp, envisioned is that we connect to more than just one school. Maybe we have this program for several different schools, including public schools, mm-hmm. or many different schools within the communities.
Now, maybe, Dinah, a question. We always think of a teacher as teaching students. But what have these children so far taught you?
Oh, wow. I talked to Marianne about this on the way over here. These students are some of the best and brightest I've seen in a long time. They learn so fast. And it's not just them picking up the technology really quick. It's how well they help each other. That's what some of the things that I've really been surprised about, that how well the students work together. And if one student may not get it, the other student will be right by to help them. Let me help you out with this. So that's one of the things I'm really most appreciative
and
about.
And they probably ask really good questions, too, don't they?
Always.
Yeah. And so I think it's interesting that we sometimes forget that when I was a student, especially grammar school, you'd look at the teacher and say, well, he or she knows everything. And yet somehow, I'm sure when they would go home at the end of the day saying, my students have taught me this today or this year.
Yeah. Before we wrap up this morning, we want to make sure that listeners this morning can get additional information on the program and on both St. Helens and also Holy Trinity High School. Give us your websites, Marianne.
St. Helen website is www.sthelenschicago.org.
And what about a phone number they still want to call with a question?
Area code 773-486-1055.
Then number once again.
773-486-1055.
And Dinah, the website at Holy Trinity High School.
www.holytrinity-hs.org.
One more time.
www.holytrinity-hs.org.
And do you happen to have the phone number off the top of your head?
Absolutely. 773-278-4212.
Once again.
773-278-4212.
We want to thank in a very special way our guests on the second segment. We've had Marianne Johnson, principal of St. Helen Catholic Grammar School in Chicago, And we've had with us Dinah Dean, teacher at Holy Trinity High School in Chicago. I want to thank you very much for this creative program, the working together. God bless you in the work that you do. Stay with us here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars. On Catholic Schools Today, it's 939. We'll be back right after a break.
Know what's going on in your church, around the corner, or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Why do we have four Gospels instead of one?
How do Catholics understand the stories of creation in the book of Genesis?
What is the book of Revelation really about?
What do the prophets of Israel have to say to us today?
To think about the answers to these questions and many more, join committed Catholics in the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, the official Bible study program of the Archdiocese of Chicago. You'll learn the big picture of the Bible and grow your faith by reading and praying every book. Three classes for new students open in September in Chicago and in Tinley Park. To find out more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the word.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 942 in the morning. Wayne Majars and Father Greg Sackwitz. If you'd like to join us on the telephone this morning, our telephone number is 312-751-1979. Segment three of our program this morning, we're going to be speaking about the Week of the Young Child. It's an annual celebration sponsored by the National Association for the Education of Young Children. Helping us along in the conversation, Julie Ramsky, who is the Early Childhood Program Director, and Phyllis Cavallone-Jurek, Principal of St. Teresa Chinese Catholic School, both in the studios with us this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Phyllis and Julie. Before we get to this segment, we're going to take a phone call here. We have on the line with us Marge Campbell, who's principal of St. Cornelius School in Chicago. I know her very well. Good morning, Marge. How are you? Marge Campbell, you're with us here on radio. Hello?
Marge is speaking very quiet.
Excited to talk to you about St. Cornelius School.
Hello, Marge. How are you?
I'm fine. I thank you for letting me be on the radio this morning.
And what is happening over at St. Cornelius?
Well, St. Cornelius is flourishing. It's been around in the Jefferson Park community since 1926. And out of those 80 years, I've been there here over 40 of them.
Well, wait. You've been at St. Cornelius for over 40 years?
I have.
How many years as principal?
27.
So
and
first 13
I
years as a teacher. Wow.
I love the place. It's in my blood. And I'm so excited that we are fulfilling the goals of Genesis, of the Archdiocese of Chicago, the goals of being a Catholic school, an excellent school, and a school that's looking to the future. We're so fortunate to have a lot of supportive people in our parish, in our alumni, in our students, our families, our teachers, I just, as you can tell, I'm in love with the place and believe it's a wonderful place for children to begin their education and, of course, to continue it.
Marge, we've been talking this morning about what a lot of parishes and schools are doing throughout the Archdiocese in celebration of Pope Benedict the 16th visit this week. Anything happening at St. Cornelius?
Well, at St. Cornelius, first of all, this morning we dedicated our prayers to the Pope's visit and prayed for his safety in his trip and that he has a huge impact on the Church of Chicago and particularly on the children of St. Cornelius. So we are well aware that the Pope is visiting. In fact, kind of in keeping with the Week of the Young Child, it was our kindergartners who led the prayers this morning. We have prayer every day, and we include intentions like the Pope's visit. We are also a part of the National Catholic Education Association birthday blessings for the Pope, in which children of the United States have pledged hours of service to in honor of the Pope.
Well, it sounds, Marge, you've got so much happening at St. Cornelius, and it amazes me to be at St. Cornelius for over 40 years and 27 years as principal and speaking with such enthusiasm. You've got a great school, a great parish. Just want to say thank you very much for calling us here today on Catholic Schools Today, and I'm sure I'll see you at the next gathering of principals and pastors. So keep up the great work, Marge, and God bless you for
Father,
all that you do.
Father, can I tell you that we are having our big open house for our early childhood program.
And when's that happening,
it's
Marge?
It's coming Saturday, April 19th. From 10 to 12:30.
And what about a phone number?
773-283-2192.
That number once again?
773-283-2192. We also have a website, www.stcornelius.org.
Well, thank you very much, Marge. And again, God bless the great work you're doing. You're invited to the open house at St. Cornelius. So again, thank you, Marge, for calling here on Catholic Schools Today. Julie, what is happening with your project coming up?
The Week of the Young Child is a national celebration to bring recognition to early childhood programs, the families they serve, and those who teach those young children. In our archdiocese, we have over 14,000 plus preschoolers and kindergartners in our Catholic schools, and 100% of our schools have kindergartens. Approximately 93% have preschools, and every school configures their preschool program to meet the needs of their families. So some have full day, some have half days, 3 days a week, AM, PM sessions. They're thriving. Our early childhood programs are thriving.
And Phyllis,
schools.
At St. Teresa, you just started a new preschool, right?
We just had a preschool that served 3- and 4-year-olds, and we noticed that our parent population really, really liked our program. It was a full day, 5 days a week. So after the surveys went out and we discussed it with our school board and our pastor, we had some conversations with the McCormick Tribune Foundation, and we were able to secure what we call the junior kindergarten class, which is an academically age-appropriate classroom for 4-year-olds, ready, just missing that birth date for kindergarten, and we just have loved the program.
So then really then, you've added a preschool this year?
Yes. 2 years ago. This
2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so what is the actual enrollment in the entire school?
Our entire enrollment is 252 this year.
252. And yeah. So the thing is, you know, you hear about sometimes enrollment going down and trying to, you know, find children to enter into the Catholic school. But you have a case in which you actually added 2 years ago the program.
It has increased our enrollment. It has, about 4 or 5 years ago, our enrollment went down a bit. And to be honest with you, I find that two programs have to be very, very solid in your school, and it will help your vitality. One of them is your early childhood program, and that is your preschool and your kindergarten, and the other is your junior high. So when we strengthened our feeder program, our early childhood, and increased those numbers, we found that the overall effect is that we strengthen our overall school. It's been fabulous.
Julie, have you seen that on a more grander scale from the work you do?
Absolutely. Our schools have opened preschools to the tune of about 13 percent increase over the past 10 years, and they're finding that the preschool programs do provide that feeder into their school and serve the needs of families who are looking for a faith-based, a safe, secure environment for their children, their young children to be in, along with their older children. So,
is there any statistics to suggest that kids who are in early childhood education, preschool, do better, progress farther,
absolutely,
learn more?
Absolutely, absolutely, especially those children who are deemed at risk or of need. It's a great value to them, and it increases the especially if it's a high-quality preschool program.
We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majors, our guest in studio, Julie Ramsky, Early Childhood Program Director, and Phyllis Cavallone-Jurek, Principal of St. Therese Chinese Catholic School in Chicago, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1. And Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, 9:52 on a Monday morning in Chicago. Wayne Majors and Father Greg Sackwitz, Julie Ramsky, Early Childhood Program Director, is our guest this segment of the program, and Phyllis Cavallone-Jurek, Principal of St. Therese Chinese Catholic School.
Julie, we're mentioning off the air the Week of the Young Child, which happens to be this week, started yesterday. The Week of the Young Child began when, especially in the Archdiocese of Chicago?
The Week of the Young Child began actually in Chicago in 1969 as a local celebration. It was adopted by the mayor of the city of Chicago, and then 2 years later adopted nationally by NACI, the National Association for the Education of Young Children, to, again, bring attention to the needs of young children and their families. And
give us an idea of some of the things that are going on throughout the Archdiocese in celebration of the Week of the Young Child.
Many of the schools use this week to have open houses, as you heard Marge talk about at her school. Invite
and
parents.
Phyllis too, but raising her hand here on the radio. Good.
I'm invited to a school tomorrow to be a reader to the preschoolers.
What school are you going to, by the way,
I am going to St. Ladislaus School tomorrow.
Oh, sure. Chicago's Northwest Side.
Correct.
And you're going to read to the young children.
I've been invited by the preschool teacher to read to her, to the preschoolers, yes. So they bring in community members, aldermen, anyone they can to bring attention
to
their program.
I think we sometimes underestimate in a preschool or kindergarten level just how much can be taught to a child.
Absolutely.
And also a great line I heard many years ago, values are caught, not taught. Mm-hmm. And by the age of three, they say a child's personality is locked in by the age of three. So we sometimes think, oh, he or she doesn't get it. But I think sometimes children are like sponges. They're taking in, they're mm-hmm. taking in. Mm-hmm. And so, and there is such an age where there's such, they're without guile, that enthusiasm, that mm-hmm. joy, they're jumping up and
absolutely.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we underestimate at that level, they are truly taking, and they may not interpret it correctly, but they take it in. Has that been your experience, Phyllis?
Absolutely, they do. They model. Sometimes what you do around the children at that age is more important than even what you say. So we watch very closely the interaction of our adults and our older children. What I love so much about St. Therese is it's a model of Christianity top to bottom. We have a lot of mentoring programs with buddying up. The junior high students are all buddied up with our three-year-olds, our four-year-olds, and our five-year-olds from everything. Lunchtime, recess, buddy reading. We have a readathon where they come in and they read to their little classmates. So they have this big sister, big buddy relationship. And it's you see it outside. A lot of our prospective parents come in and say, you know, I really loved your school, but you know, I love how warm it is, how inviting it is when you see outside, when no one is looking, the older kids are helping out and talking so sweetly to those young children.
And Julie, is that a pretty typical story of what, similar to what Phyllis just said? And I would imagine if it is, it probably goes a long way in tempering some of the issues or concern that a parent may have that, well, you know, at some point it's too early. Early childhood education can't be too early. But really what we're hearing today is that through various different teaching mechanisms, there is no such thing as too early.
No, learning begins at birth, and our preschool programs and our kindergarten programs are integral parts of our elementary schools. It's a pre-K through 8 learning continuum, and we ensure quality by our Office of Catholic Schools curriculum, which starts at preschool. The preschool and kindergarten, the early childhood programs are included in the evaluation process, so they receive recognition by our office and by the Illinois State Board of Education. Definitely, our preschool, our early childhood programs are a valuable part
and also
of our
even
schools.
A component called the socialization, mm-hmm. how kids are with each other. Mm-hmm. There's that whole process of learning, and also mm-hmm. for a four-year-old and five-year-old to learn about God, mm-hmm. to learn about Jesus, to learn about how God created all, and the stories from Scripture, those are at an early age, and they'll stay with that child for life.
They're absorbed, yes. They're absorbed. Just by being part of our elementary schools and having the kind of experiences that Phyllis is talking about at her school, absolutely.
It's just like a parent would not start teaching a child right from wrong at the age of 10, they'd have a monster on their hands. It's taught at a very mm-hmm. early age. Or I remember even as a small, small child, you know, learn to say thank you to grandma, thank you to grandpa, and to your Uncle Ted, mm-hmm. to your aunts and all that at an early age. The mm-hmm. same thing with the religious faith foundation. It begins mm-hmm. at a very early age.
And that's where what you said earlier, Phyllis, is really important, is you got that whole support system set up, right?
It's lovely. It really is. It's so warm. And at all times, the kids know they've got somebody looking over their shoulder, and they feel entirely safe. You see it outside in the front yard. You see them bringing in. We have something we just started this year called the Expressway. Even when the parents drop their children off, our eighth graders come and bring them in the building and
that
put them
is,
in the
that
classroom.
That is marvelous. We need to bring this program to a close here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackles, along with co-host Wayne Madjar. I want to thank in a very special way our guest for the last segment, Julie Ramsky, Early Childhood Program Director, and Phyllis Cavallone-Jurek, Principal of St. Therese Chinese Catholic School in Chicago. Thank you very much for joining us. And special thanks to our producer, Ryan Blackburn, and co-producer, Jasmine Kudos, and our engineer, Brian Hitman Brock, here on Relevant Radio 950. He's a former hockey player, so I can say
that.
He's
got a tie on today, too.
Yeah, he's got a tie. Quite nice. Looks real, real special. God bless. Have a great week to all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.